What happened when you were taken? Were you taken to your department, or were you given directions to get there?
No, they just took a group of us into that building, and they'd go to one department, how many you want, and they say, you stay here, and they take them on down to the next position. And they just scattered you all around.
Did it seem like they had an idea of who would fit where, or they just were putting
I think
people?
That they were just trying to see what you could do. I mean, just putting you there, and if you could do it, fine. If not, probably move you on someplace else. Try you someplace else.
So what happened when you got to your department?
Well, I guess we were introduced to the lead man, and he tried to explain to me what we had to do. And I just don't remember too much about that. I know that Mr. Batson watched him, and they saw what he had to do, and he'd show you what each one had to do. And like when that big metal piece was put on, which was the covering of the wing, he'd block off a certain amount. That was your territory. You had to do that. Your name was at the top, and if it wasn't done right, well, you were accountable for it. And so finally, each one learned to do whatever they was to do on the whole thing in that position.
Was there much turnover? You said there were 12 on each side to begin with, and you ended up with 5 on each side.
Well,
other than people being laid off,
there was some. There wasn't anybody laid off. Some of them would. Some of the women maybe couldn't take it and would get sick or had to drop out for illness in the home or something like that. Or maybe if they were the younger ones, maybe were drafted and had to leave. But it was mainly pretty the same crew that stuck together all that time.
Did you have any feeling of how soon you were expected to have the job?
Perspective. Well, we knew what time the line moved, and we had to have it finished by then. When we first started, it was we had then half to do it, and finally it ended up you had a little over half a day. Like in the morning, maybe by a break in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, it was supposed to be ready to move on.
But they gave you more time at the beginning to
Oh, yes. Because sometimes I think maybe the lead didn't know an awful lot more than we did about it.
How long was it before you began to feel more confident about it?
Oh, I think it was several weeks. Anyhow, I felt that I could go ahead with it. And then it was just routine from then on.
What was the plant like? The building that you worked?
Building 12, it's still there. It's the longest building at that time. It's, as you go in, you know, through the center tunnel, there's buildings, let's see, we're going west, this way. There's buildings here, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and then this long building was as long as both of those and the street. Have you ever been in there? It was great. It was near a quarter mile long. Mm-hmm. And we were about 3/4 of the way down to the south end on the west side. That line was on the west side of the building, started from the center of it. And the wings were pushed down to the end and then pushed over and then started back. So when it got back, we were just about finished, you know.
What did you feel like when you walked into that building for the first time?
Well, the lighting, everybody's lipstick turned purple, and you look green. Your coloring was terrible. You're yellowish green, and your lipstick was purple. And you look at each other, and you look like somebody from Mars. And years later, they had open house, and I picked my husband and daughter and her family. And we walked into one of those. I spoke about it a lot of times, but we walked into one of those buildings that still had that kind of lighting. And I saw my husband looked at me and said, my God, what's happening to your face? I said, why? He said, but it looks funny. I said, oh, that's just lighting. I said, I told you about that. Really, it looked like something from Mars. But you got used to seeing people that way, you know, didn't think anything about it.
Was the size? How did you feel about the size of it?
At the building?
At the building, when you walked in.
Well, it felt enormous, you know. It was a long time before I ever got to the other end of the building. Because they kept us so busy, you know, we didn't have time. We had a 10-minute break in the morning and the afternoon, and at lunchtime, just a half hour. And we ate lunch, we didn't have time to work for something in the building and back. And I looked after every building in there before I retired, except the machinery, those buildings.
Was it very noisy?
Oh, yeah. I think it was. Oh, and everything going on, and it was really noisy. You couldn't talk. You just would have to wait till break or something, because if you wanted to tell anybody, you had to get up and shout. Right in their ear, they wouldn't hear.
What about ventilation, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that was a
cold.
Yeah, you wore sweaters. In the summer, it was hot. We'd open the doors and the breeze would come in. And we were fortunate enough, our position, to be right by a door, so we could open it. But all you used to start turning it was working.
You said the men reacted negatively to you when you first got there, not to you individually, but
yeah,
to you women and the
family. Yeah, oh, they did. They didn't want it. There was one place to look back there, that's all there was. They didn't think we could learn to do anything like that.
No, would they see the
the other workers. Especially the older men. I think they felt to not take the job away, so I think that was one of the main reasons.
Do you remember specific incidences around the galaxy?
I remember asking one man to show me something and even this. You go to school, you do it. I don't remember what it was. It was some operation. It wasn't that anybody on our crew, but it was something I wanted to know how to do. And I was asking, I said, how do you do this? He wouldn't show me.
You said you felt self-conscious when your overalls.
Did you look at that picture? But I'll tell you the funniest thing. There used to be a man working as a cartoonist, and he used to have a book of cartoons. A little paper came out every week. He had cartoons in it. And of course, he made fun of the way the women looked. And there was one time, the cartoon showed going down the street in between those buildings, about five women, all locked arms and going down there, and they were about this broad in the back. It was the funniest thing. I know, there wouldn't be any duty centers to those things. And on top of that, I had to wear a bandana and a hard hat for our work.
What about shoes?
Oh, we had to have shoes that were steel toes, you know, built in. So if you got something on your feet, yeah, we had to put down shoes. They were heavy. And they should have put it in concrete. I eventually got those down, but they're like clinic shoes, rubber soles, you know, they have the reinforced soles.
That first day that you worked, what was the first job that you did, the first thing that you did? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember how it was.
But basically, you had the same
thing. It wasn't an awful lot the first day. Mm-hmm. After they got you placed, you went to the record bin at the main office, and then they took you around. And it was probably about noon before we got to where they were going. And we gave you an idea of what you were supposed to do, but I don't think we really put us to work much before the next day.
You basically had the same task
yeah.
the whole time you
yeah.
were there. You didn't change.
Well, it was on that spinning crew, that position, yeah, I was there the whole time. They did different things on it. Eventually, everybody got to know just exactly what to do. So that if anybody was out, well, you could take their place, you know, or do their work or something.
And your department consists of just you 12 on that one, in your one position, or were there more than one position?
Oh, there were more than one position. That was just the one under the one lead man. Oh, there were, I don't know how much in that department, and I don't even remember the number of the department. But the supervisor, I think it was a good part of that, part of the line that was in, had that two-story grid that we were on.
That your lead, each lead would have about 12 people. Now, who was on your crew exactly? Who did you work with?
Well, mostly women. I don't remember. Really, no. I know that there were several men, but the big majority of them were women. And we had one black woman on there that I liked very much. And she wouldn't let us speak to her, say good morning, so you spoke to her face. And she said, good morning. You know, that soft voice she has. But she wouldn't speak to her face. She'd been a lady's maid. She let you know. Of course, she came to work there. But she was very nice, I liked her.
Were there really many other black women?
Not on our crew at that time, but later there were quite a few. When other jobs that I had, that is after I went back in 1950, there were quite a few.
How did you feel about the supervisors that you had, the supervisor and men? So the other men were kind of passed on, but the lead men weren't in that. But did you feel a lot of support from the
most of them, yeah.
Supervisors?
Most of them weren't very well. Every 3 months, we got graded, that report card, which is our work. And there was one woman, and I did the same work, and when she went down and got her grade, she was getting the same thing going on they did me. And I went to my lead, and I said, if I don't get as much experience, I'm going to quit. And so he went down and told the supervisor, and I had to call down on the topic. And he wanted to know why. I felt that way. I said, well, we do exactly the same work. And I said, why should she have 10 cents an hour more than I? And he talked a little about him. He was kind of gruff with me. Finally, he says, all right, Hoffman's going back. He just came to me.
What were his reasons for not giving it to you?
I don't know. I just don't know. He was younger than I was. Maybe that was it. But I fought for it, and I got it. But we would get a nickel or a 10 cent raise at the end. At the end of the 3 years, see, I worked until they laid me off. They started laying off right after VE Day, as cutting the last one tied to the first one's off, you know. And they let off so many each day till your turn came. Well, mine was, it was just a week before Labor Day. If I'd worked a week longer, I'd worked 3 years. I wish I could tell you. Oh, by the time that I quit, at that time, I think I was making $1.25 an hour. 5 cents more than my husband made it for $6. But I was making the same as a man, and I was quite proud of the fact that I was making $1.25 an hour. That was from 60 cents an hour 3 years before. And I can't imagine anybody going to work for all that now.
That's kind of hard work.
Yeah, it was. Really hard.
What was the attitude of the women who were already working in the plant towards the new and then coming in?
Oh, that, it was good at the time. Mm-hmm. It was glad to see more women come in. Mm-hmm.
After that first day of work, after your first day, how did you feel about what you've done?
Thank you. It was, you know, you're in a place like that, there's so much to take in all at once. It was just confusing. You just, you know, you want to go back again. It's also different from what, you know, we were accustomed to.
Were you tired?
Oh, yeah. They used muscles you didn't know you had. Especially going up and down those steps, you know. And when it came to vacation time, it was off for 2 weeks. When you come back, you had to go through the same thing. Your muscles had to get used to it again.
What did what do you usually do on your breaks when you have lunch time?
Sit down and rest. Eat your sack lunch. Put fat in his things. Gain weight. If you can tell from that. You know what? You're just glad to sit down and rest. Sometimes.
And how many hours a week do you spend here?
6 days a week, 8 hours a day. 1 hour added on to each end of that for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
10 hours going away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any freeways in then.
And what shift did you work?
I worked with daylight shift all the time.
Did you have any choice in that?
No, I was just put on that, but I was out. That was the only one I wanted to work because that's what my husband was. But he was, first when he went to work in the shipyard, he had to work the night shift and he couldn't take it. He couldn't sleep in the daytime. So he finally got on day shift, so I thought it was better we both worked the same shift. That was the excuse I gave when they asked what shift I wanted. And I said, well, my husband works days, so I thought I'd better work days too. So they put days down.
You said it took you several weeks to become, well, to start feeling competent about
yeah.
your skills and about your mechanical things.
Yeah, it did. It took a little while. Do you remember, just during the war, you were young then, when they thought they were having attacks with the Japanese on Long Beach in the night?
I remember hearing stories.
Yeah. And all the spotlights were all around. Well, they also had two or three times there were reports that there was enemy around in the daytime. And they herd us out to those shelters, which if one had been hit, we'd all been mashed to death. It wasn't much of a shelter, but they thought it was. Anyhow, I had the way that wing stood on end, there was a hole about so big around. But I had to crawl through and step down about, about as far as the floor from here, get down in there. And I complained every time because I was kind of big, it's hard for me to get down in there. I told the leader, I said, why don't you let one of those other women get in on me? I'm too big for this. And he finally, one time, as a warning came, where they blew the horn for us to go to shelter, I was down in there. I got out of there and nothing flat. He happened to be standing there. He says, don't ever tell me you can't get down there. It was just kind of funny now. I think back about it. There's a lot of funny little things that you could think of that happened. That was one of them.
Were there ever times when the pace of your work would need to be speeded up? Or slowed down, or was it all?
It was just routine. We had so long to let that skin down, and it was drilled from the inside. The framework that was put on had no holes in, and when that sheet metal was put down, the people on the outside had big blocks of wood. They had to block it so there wouldn't be any cans, as they called it, any bulges. And you had to start a certain way and work a certain way. And then they'd hold it flat like a big block here and here, and the person in behind drilled through those holes. You held it flat, and then you put what they call clecos, if you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a clip that you put in. You've got a certain tool, it's called a cleco gun, but you put that cleco in it, and it mashed it together with a spring, and you put it through that hole, let it loose, and it stayed there, solid. And you put those creepers in about every 3 to 4, so about so far apart, all over the thing is, and they hold those boards, big, they're about so thick like that, tight, to keep that skin tight. Well, it had to start from the top and, you know, keep all holes in on the creepers. But we had just so long to do that. Well, when that was done, and all those holes drilled, and then at the top, we had a big jig that had to be lifted, iron, about so wide and long. In fact, my arms got so big, and from lifting that, my bust went from 32 to 38 in less than a year from lifting those heavy things. And then they had big holes about like that that had to be drilled, but you had to start with a smaller drill right in the middle and drill like a 30 to a 10 to a quarter through all through that. I've got scars on my arms now that drill thing hit. My arms are blistered all the time. You're supposed to have long sleeves on, but it was so hot, I'd roll them up. And they're about gone now, but there's scars all over my arms for a long time from those blisters. But you had to drill that through, and you had all those holes. There was cut up above, and then there was a strip down below that the bolts eventually were put in there. And when you get all that done, then it was pushed back for the riveters. And you had to learn to drill straight so the rivets would be straight. But you got so you could do that pretty fast. And it took the crew on the outside and the two or three drillers on the inside. That was what I was doing when I got that hole of back drilling. But it was kind of interesting.
You remember them making a big push for production and and all of that?
Oh, yes. We had to put out so much, and the line would move faster and faster, like I told you. It took about a day and a half when we first went there to do that work. And we were doing it in just a little over half a day by the time DE Day came.
But do you think that was because you were more experienced or because they needed the planes?
They needed the planes, yes. But we had more experience, too. Could go ahead and do it. We didn't have to be told. We worked together and knew what to do.
Do you remember them indicating to you that they wanted you to conserve material, watch production?
I had put it out, but not much sure about conserving material. That sometimes I wondered about that. But you didn't dare ruin anything either. And a big thing like that, I suppose the smaller piecework, something like that, would be. But I worked on the line those 3 years up there.
Did you make many friends while you were working there?
Oh, yes. Just mostly your own crew. You didn't have a chance to meet too many people outside of that. In fact, when time came to leave, you didn't get there until just time to go to work in the morning, and you were getting out of there just as soon as you could. So it was just your people you worked with, immediate people, unless you knew somebody beforehand. Now, the woman I knew that within the same time I did, she worked in that same building up in the north end, and maybe I'd see her once a month, but not often.
Mm-hmm. Being, the other women on your crew, were they around the same age as you were they younger and older?
There was a couple of three maybe older, but most of them were younger. That's why I felt so old, wondering, I was afraid my age would be against me. I was 44 at that time. That was the time most women didn't go to work like that.
Was there ever a problem around you being older than some of the women?
No, not that I can remember. I thought I was just self-conscious about.
You said most of the men were older.
By the time they been there a year or two, they were, because they had taken most of the younger men and had been called into service, you know. And we thought all about that was left was older men and women, and the women that was.
Did you ever experience any sexual harassment on the job, or maybe not you personally, but hear about that going on? women that were being bothered by men.
Yes, you hear about it from the department, but nobody that I really knew. Of course, you hear a lot of women on swing shifts that weren't always doing their work. They were maybe out in the bomb shelters or something like that. But I didn't know any of them. Not much of that went on in the daytime.
The men didn't say things to you?
No, they were all very nice. After they got to know you. After they found out that we were there for good, they sort of treated us kind of nice.
You talked about the one woman getting a 10-cent raise, and you thought perhaps it was because she was younger than you, and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, that, I suppose, went on a lot. But I really think it was because, she was a good worker. But I didn't think she was any better than I was. And she was younger, maybe a lot prettier. So, yeah, that's the way you want in this world. You know, I learned to stand up for myself working with men all those years at Douglas. Mm-hmm. I ordinarily wasn't that type. I would just sit back and probably let them walk all over me. But I learned to hold up my own. You had to.
You said in the last interview that as far as decisions being made, that you'd always thought that, the man should make the decisions. Until you went to work and you said, you maybe changed your mind about that a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Made me a little bit independent about a lot of things. And now that I've been alone for so long, it's a good thing. I've taken care of myself for almost 20 years.
You really haven't had to do that before.
No. Mm-mm. No, I was very dependent. And that's what your husband was for, to take care of you. I had no idea about going out to work when I was married. That was the farthest thing from my thoughts. The times change.
Mm-hmm. I asked you about minority women that were in the panic. Were there minority men around?
We were. Mexican. And just like the black men around. But they were always very polite. But I can't remember anything out of the way at all.
You don't remember any incidents? But
not where I worked, no. I guess there has been some, but not around where I was. I think a lot of that depends on the woman anyhow, whether she's harassed or not.
What about in-migrants, people that came from Arkansas or Oklahoma, the Okies and the Arkies and a lot of those.
We had some of those, too. Mm-hmm. Came out to California to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some of those. I think a lot of them were in the shipyards. Here's where my husband was. But there were some of those in the plant. I don't think there's any right on our crew, but I know they were. There's a lot of them come out do war work. People back in the Middle West, I don't think they had much idea about what war work was about. They weren't around any of it, and some of them thought it was terrible that I went to work in a factory. But if they'd been out here and saw how things were, I think they would change their mind.
These are people that you knew that were in...
Yeah, relatives and people that had never gone to work or anything. Farmers, and like that. Of course, I expect they worked just as hard on the farm, but they just felt kind of meek.
What kinds of safety features were around the plant? Around where you worked?
Well, we had to have our hair tied up. Not a hair show. Bandana tied around. And then where we worked, on the tie jig, we had to